Okay, well, good evening. Thank you all for coming out and joining us here tonight. Welcome to my first State of the City address. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy lives to join us here this evening in our new City Hall. I would like to begin by reporting that financially the city is in a strong position and remains debt-free. Because of growth, we are in a particularly good standing. One of my goals as mayor is to keep us in good fiscal shape. We live in an interesting time. The economy, when the economy is weak, investors seem to be all out. When the economy is strong, they seem to be all in. This is kind of reflective of a feast and famine type of situation. In my estimation, this can provide for an unstable environment that we need to be ready for. When the economy had crashed in 2007 and 2008, the city was not properly prepared and sat in a very uncomfortable position because of that. The property tax portion of our budget is only a very small part of our overall monies that the city receives to operate on. However, besides user fees, property tax is the only sustainable operating income that we receive. So it's important to keep the levy rate at a level we can depend on in the event of any kind of an economic hiccup. When you hear that we're taking a 3% increase, or as we did this last year, the foregone amount, which was the 3% from the previous year, generally growth is substantial enough to cover that so that your taxes won't fluctuate one way or the other greatly. As we add more parks, we add more amenities, as we grow, we need to make sure that our income and our levy rate is substantial to cover for that so that we can make those things keep working. So in other words, as the city grows, our budget needs to grow with it. Another one of my goals as mayor has been to provide for easy access to the city's financial activities to the public. Transparency. I encourage you to always look on the city website under the heading of city government, then agendas and minutes, and then you can go to the most recent packet, and you will find all the information that is provided to council for upcoming council meetings. This includes accounts payable, reports of all expenditures, and to whom they are paid. It also includes any and all other items that council would be taking action on in those meetings. So I would always encourage you, if you look on there and there's something you have questions about, please contact us here at the city and we'll answer those questions for you. This year we brought the Economic Development Committee under the umbrella of the city. We have a good mix of local stakeholders on the committee that have progressive ideas. Our mission is to spur commercial growth as well as to help improve on the first impressions that people have as they enter into our city. We are committed to a plan that will create jobs as well as commerce to help achieve an eventual goal of being a self-supportive city. Commercial growth is key to easing the tax burden on residents. Currently, we have an undesirable ratio of 10% commercial and 90% property owner liability. We are in the beginning stages of putting together a plan for our Economic Development Committee to present to council for a funding request to help us achieve success in those matters. We've also brought electrical and plumbing inspections in-house, and we've had great success with that. This change provides the city with more quality control over the inspections process. We can offer dependable inspection times, and this has also provided the city with revenue that had been previously going to the state. Something else that we've been working on is to greatly reduce the need for using potable water in our irrigation system. In the 2014 season, we used 234 million gallons of potable water. In the 2015 season, we reduced that to 96 million gallons. This last year, in the 2016 season, We've reduced that down to 2 million gallons. So in total, we're saving now over 230 million gallons of potable water for out of irrigation systems. The way we did that was linking some pump stations that didn't have capacity for storage to pump stations that do have capacity for storage. That way we can meet the variable irrigation demands that without using the need for potable water. We also brought on Well 11 and reopened the Butler Park water facility. We converted Well 3 with its sour water to an irrigation supply well. Additionally, we added a mixer to the Cedar water tank to flare off entrained air and gas so that the drinking water supplied from that well didn't look as cloudy from the microbubbles. Also, this year, in an effort to make growth pay for itself, we established a park impact fee committee. This allows us to expand parks and facilities into areas that are experiencing growth and still preserve what we have in place. I'm also happy to announce that in this fiscal year's budget, we've included funding for a dog park and a splash pad. Both of these are amenities that we don't currently have, and both are paid for in large part because of growth. It's always a good thing when growth helps to give us some amenities that we don't already have. As this city continues to grow, we are committed to smart growth. The city's comprehensive plan, which is a guideline to how growth occurs, has proven to not always fit the vision of the city and its residents. So as a part of that committee, we've budgeted in the upcoming fiscal year for a complete rewrite of CUNA's comprehensive plan so we can include input from the community and get a fresh look at how our city should look moving forward. To go along with that, we are also doing new master plans for wastewater, water, and pressurized irrigation. All of these things are vital to growing a healthy city. I've also committed to working with the school district on a master plan and being involved in the task force to give recommendations to the school board on what they have, what they can do with what they have, as well as what they will need going forward. If we work together and plan together, we can make a better future for us all. I also follow the Gateway West project, which was a project to route large transmission lines south of our city. Mayor Nelson worked on the committee and was able to help move that project further south so it wasn't running right along the edge of town. This year's first proposal that was released in April kept that same boundary so that it was further south of town. The latest proposal came in October and took that project completely away from CUNA and moved it clear out to Hawaii County. So I remain hopeful that we can keep it from being invasive to our city. A couple of the projects that have been completed this year that I want to share with you. The Linder and Main Street Roundabout. This was an Ada County Highway District project in conjunction with the city. The project stirred conversation all around town. It seemed that some loved the idea and some not so much. Now that it's been completed, it seems to be a great success. So far as I'm aware, there have been no accidents in that roundabout and traffic seems to flow quite well. It also provides for a means of runoff drainage, which has always been a problem in that end of town. Another thing that it did was it allowed us to put sidewalks around that end of the park, which was always kind of a dangerous area to be in if you were a pedestrian. Furthering our commitment to provide for more youth-friendly facilities, we expanded the Arbor Ridge Park. We redesigned the area with a big irrigation ditch through it and made it functional so that it could be used for soccer fields. We've also provided for some more parking downtown, having access in mind to the Greenbelt and the downtown area. This is going to be down 2nd Street near the skate park. A project that is currently under construction is access from Avalon to the Greenbelt on Orchard Street by way of a sidewalk. This is another way that we are able to effectively tie the Greenbelt to destinations that are likely to be used when people are walking or riding their bicycles. A project that is upcoming is paving the Greenbelt extension behind Indian Creek School, which is just kind of right up behind us here. This project is made possible from a grant that we received through Compass and also through some city funds. It provides connectivity for residents to schools and to our downtown core, plus adding on to our beautiful green belt that we love to keep working on. Another upcoming project, and one that I'm very excited about, is downtown revitalization. This is a project that we've been working on for a few years. In 2012, ACHD received a National Planning Award for this project. We've had great participation from the community, business owners, city staff, as well as ACHD. It's been a long time coming, but it'll be well worth the wait. Because of the multiple funding sources that were needed, it became a very complex project to even get off the ground. But now we're up and running and in the final stretches of the design and look to begin for construction next year on phase one. There have been so many people involved in making this project a success that I won't even begin to name them all, but I will tell you that it took an incredible amount of teamwork and support from all over the valley. I will add that this project recently became a double award winner when JUB engineers in the city of Acuna were awarded the 2016 APA Public Outreach Award. On that award, it appropriately says, revitalizing the heart of CUNA. We've been very successful in efforts to obtain grants this past year. Some have required teamwork from multiple departments. I would also like to give a sincere thanks to our friends at Compass, Community Development Block Grant Economic Advisory Council, the High Five Grant Representatives, Ada County Highway District, Ada County Commissioners, and our Treasure Valley Mayors, and our many other friends and partners from all over the state that have assisted in our success in these grants. The following is a list of the amounts of the grantors and the projects that they are tied to. $500,000 from the Community Development Block Grant for downtown. $500,000 from the Community Planning Association for downtown. $200,000 from ACHD for downtown. $16,000 again from Compass, Community Planning Association, for the planning of downtown. $15,000 from the Blue Cross of Idaho for a youth innovation grant. $1,000 from Ada County Farm Bureau for the Mayor's Table and the Farm to Table Initiative. $19,700 from Compass for the Greenbelt extension behind Indian Creek School. So in total, that's $1,251,700 in grant funding. We've also received the following sponsorships: $5,900 for park benches and bike posts, $3,855 for movies in the park, for a total of another $9,755. So I'd like to also speak about some of the events that the city puts together. The Community Prayer Breakfast, this is held on National Prayer Day, and brings together members of the community for an hour and a half of fellowship and a chance to listen to speakers talk to life the way they see it, and be thankful for our trials as well as our many blessings, and eat some good local food. It is also a great chance to see a sense of community that is not always present and not always felt. It reaffirms the fact that the city of CUNA is a great place to live, and many people that are always caring and generous. Movies in the Park. This has been a great success in bringing the community together for an evening of family fun. This is the type of event that provides for lifelong memories. Young children will always remember the fun they had laying out on a blanket in the grass, watching a movie with their mom and or their dad and or their friends, and it helps to ensure that we take a moment to spend quality time together as a family. Those types of things pay big dividends in more ways than one. The down and dirty, what to say about that? You simply cannot beat running through the mud. Just watching those kids, and yes, that includes adults also, but run and fall in the mud is a priceless experience. The obstacle course gets a little bit more fun every year, too. The Mayor's Table. This was the first year that we had an event to promote a farm-to-table experience and support our local agricultural roots. I will tell you that when I looked down that row of tables, it was clear that everyone there was a distinguished guest. The entertainment was nothing short of spectacular, and the interruption of the train shouted Cuna. These are things that help us to appreciate the beauty of our green belt, the beauty of our city, and the beauty of our citizens. Trunk or Treat. This was the first year we were able to host that event in partnership with the Chamber of Commerce. We now have a parking lot sufficient to support events like this. The Cuna Chamber organizes Trunk or Treat, and when they were looking for an alternative place to have that, it just made sense to have it here. I think this is the type of activity that is a good, safe way for parents to take their children out and get a variety of different experiences that they might not otherwise enjoy. We have several great committees and programs that have also been a great success. The Ranger Program. This is a program that operates under the direction of the Parks Department. It involves kids learning, helping with the community gardens, and many different aspects of our park system. The community gardens. We now have two gardens that are accessible to our citizens. They seem to fill up very quickly, and I am happy that we can provide for that. The Mayor's Youth Council. This has been a great deal of fun. I learn about the things that are important to our youth, and I must say that I am impressed. This first year, we set out to do several projects that fit into the High Five Grant initiation of healthy lifestyles. Because of the Youth Council and our partnership with the High Five Grant, we will be installing exercise equipment along the Greenbelt. They're also looking at some more drinking fountains and basketball court repairs. Another thing that they worked on was getting mile markers down along the Greenbelt. So in the event that you're on the Greenbelt, you have an emergency, you know where you're at, you can contact police and fire and direct them to where you're at quickly. This year we'll be organizing the council to be more of a council structure and include the education on the workings of government. I see great things ahead for this program. I would also like to mention that in April, when our troops were deployed, I had the distinct honor and privilege to be there on the tarmac, shaking their hands, wishing them safe travels, and thanking them for making our world a safer place. I was also privileged enough to be there upon their return just a couple of weeks ago. Cuna has a very large population of active military members, and that makes me very proud. So a very sincere thank you, and may God bless to all of them. So now I'd like to speak to the great city staff that I have the privilege to work with every day. We are all truly a team here. All the things that happen in this city are not because of just one or two people. Everyone does their part, and then some. Going the extra mile here is just the norm on a daily basis. When we begin to move into some endeavor, whatever it may be, we work together, brainstorm together, and always come up with a great game plan moving forward. Everyone here has multiple duties, multiple roles, and multiple responsibilities. It's just normal to see parks people working with facilities people, or the clerk's office working with parks, and so on and so forth. When someone is overwhelmed and puts out a call for help, the response comes without hesitation and from all over. A perfect example of that came with the purchase of this city hall. The closing of the property came slower than we would have liked. This gave an impossible timeline to renovate and move in just 2.5 months. Our facilities director and his crew worked fast and furiously. The park staff and others stepped in to help wherever they could. Everyone was offering to do whatever was needed to help with this project and make it a success. As the time came closer, everyone packed up their own things and helped with the move. So I'll finish with a look at this city hall. The city has not owned a city hall for quite a great number of years. When they outgrew the building that we now know as the CUNA History Center uptown, they made the move to a lease space at the end of the complex where Albertsons is now located and held council meetings at the senior center. That worked for a while until they outgrew that facility. Then about 10 years ago, the city leased the building that we were in up until the end of September. When I took office, we had already had discussions on making a purchase so that we could stop paying rent. As I begin to really take a look at our financial standings, it seemed that now is the time. We could do it in a way that would not require asking people to add $300 a year to their property tax bill. In fact, we could let growth pay for the bulk of it. So we assembled a list of possible options, including the space that we were in, the old 4th Street gym, several properties in and around town, and even some that would require building a new facility. At the time, I hadn't even thought about this building, even though I drove past it every day and saw that it was for sale. I didn't really look at it hard enough to think that it was big enough to do what we needed it to do. So I received a call one day from one of our council members, telling me that the Creekside building was for sale and that we should check it out. So I grabbed my facilities director and asked him to get a hold of the realtor so that we could come down and take a look at it, actually just kind of fully thinking that I would just be pacifying someone to look at the building. As we came in and I walked in, I realized the building was a lot deeper than I had remembered it. So, as we looked it over, I thought, you know, if the price is right, this could be it. Well, as it turned out, this was it, and this was the building that we made into our new city hall. So, like I'd mentioned earlier, the closing took a little bit longer than was desirable, giving us an almost impossible timeline to renovate and get moved in. But through a great deal of teamwork and growing the extra mile here, Here we are in a building that the citizens can be proud to say that we own. So in closing, I invite you to tour our city hall this evening, and remember that our door is always open to each and every one of you, and the citizens of this community are our most valuable asset. Thank you very much.